Chapter 81. Dazer knew time was against him. Surely Gavin must have some way of knowing when he broke through his prisons. Gavin. Dazen? Even I'm confused. Dazen, though younger, had always been the smarter brother. Well, I'm Dazen now, and I'll outsmart you this time. Dazen considered the easy way first. He could lay a plank of sealed green Luxon on top of the hellstone in the hallway. So long as the Luxon was sealed, the hellstone wouldn't leach it, at least not quickly. If done in many layers and many trips, he should be able to take green all the way to the next prison. If the next hallway was as long as the first, given how weak Dazen was now, it would probably be 2 or 3 days' work. Did he have 2 or 3 days? He'd taken months to get this far. What was a couple more days? He didn't know. Maybe it would be all the difference in the world. Maybe Gavin had met some grisly end out there and it made no difference at all. Did Gavin think that his prisoner would be so inflamed by green that he would just charge down the hallway like a mad dog seeking freedom? No, that wasn't how Gavin worked. He would know that Dazen, having been tricked into losing his Luxon when he moved between the blue prison and the green one, would be extra cautious here. Surely the first thing Gavin would have thought of was the first thing Dazen was thinking of now. And having thought of it, Gavin would have a plan. Gavin would have some kind of trap waiting. Once Dazen moved down that hallway, something would happen that would rob him of the green Luxon. So Dazen sat, thinking. The trigger on the trap, for surely there must be a trap, might be at any point in that hellstone tunnel. Until Dazen had a plan, he'd be a fool to go into the tunnel looking for it. And he'd be a fool to sit too long waiting and planning. Gavin could be back at any moment. Coming to visit. Coming to gloat. How Dazen wanted to smash that monster's grinning face in. He sat and ate, casting his mind about, searching. Searching. Knowing it was second best, he got up after a while and stood at the mouth of that tunnel to hell, the tunnel to the yellow prison. Very carefully and very slowly he drafted and sealed a long thin stick out of green Luxon. He probed the mouth of the tunnel, looking for tripwires concealed in the darkness. No, this was hopeless. If he was paranoid, he'd never get out of here. He had to act boldly, had to take his own fate in his hands and smash through Gavin's plans, destroy them. He couldn't let himself be trapped here. He had to go. Now. He had to... Slow down, Dazen. That's the green talking. You're weak. The Luxon has more power over you when you're exhausted and sick. Dazen released the green, emptied himself of it completely. Without it, he felt wrung out. Unbearably tired. No, the weakness was too great. If he didn't take the green again, he'd sleep, and sleeping, he'd give Gavin time to come back. But if he took the green, he'd do something stupid, just as Gavin expected. He'd fall right into the next trap, and that might leave him in a worse place than ever before. A yellow prison could well be unbreakable. He'd been lucky in the green. Gavin had made a mistake letting him get blue bread. Dazen couldn't count on that twice. He needed to make that one mistake count. He imagined Gavin coming back down here, grinning that lopsided grin at him, taunting. Wait. Gavin came down here. When Gavin came down here, he had to traverse this geometrical space. Even without Luxon, Dazen felt a burst of energy, life. Gavin came down here. That meant he had tunnels. He came close enough that he could talk to Dazen. That meant those tunnels were very, very close. If Dazen could find one of those tunnels, he wouldn't simply get past the yellow prison, he'd break out of all the prisons. He didn't have to break out of each in turn. He could simply leave. Salvation was that close. His heart leapt. His heart burned within him. It was as if his fever was still burning him. No, this was real joy. It had been so long since he'd felt it, he almost didn't recognize the giddy, skittish thing. He laughed aloud. Then he started moving around the chamber surrounding the great green egg that had been his prison, knocking on the walls. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tonk. Tonk, tonk, tonk. The hollow sound was like a choir singing the Sunday salutations. Just to be sure, just to be careful, Dazen checked the rest of the chamber. Nothing. This one section, almost 4 paces long, was the thinnest. He looked for hidden hinges, but he couldn't find any. Not that he expected them. After the prison was finished, Gavin doubtless would have fully sealed the tunnel. No reason to leave a weakness where Dazen might find it. Going back to the green cell was like going back to scoop up his own vomit and eat it, but back he went. Shivering with revulsion, he clambered through the hole he'd made and grabbed the husk of his blue bread. He'd left all of the crust, broken open now to give him the maximum surface from which to draft. He climbed back out of the green cell, but stood in its light. It took him another quarter of an hour to draft enough blue. It was a relief, though, when it came. The clarity of blue was a boon. He'd lived with blue for 16 years, and he needed it. With the blue slowly filling him, he became aware once again of how fragile his health was. It had only been months since his fever had passed. The nasty cut across his chest had mostly healed in a nasty scar. His body had won the fight against the infection, but that didn't mean he was up to full strength. He didn't know how long he had. He needed to blast the wall open, draft green for the necessary strength, and go as fast and far as he could. Once he found a safe place, he could worry about healing. It was a gamble, and his blue self hated gambles, but this was a gamble he had to play or die. He thought of going back to the stone wall to knock again, to double check, but he didn't need to. He'd drafted blue for so long that he could practically see lines overlaying his vision that denoted the exact outline of the hollow space. He could envision the probable thickness of the stone. It was granite, and from some class he'd taken as a boy and had thought long lost, he remembered how granite broke. That was blue for you, dredging up details from your own mind that you couldn't believe you remembered. Granite broke in predictable wedges, X's at 60 degrees and 120 degrees. Of course, the blue couldn't tell him at what angle those wedges lay to him, so he braced himself and grasped his right wrist in his left hand. He gathered his will. The first missile would need to be about the size of his thumb, or the granite might not crack and show him the appropriate angles. He took a deep breath and gave the short, sharp cry. It tightened stomach, chest, and diaphragm, gave tension and a stable firing platform, and a small animal boost to the will. Mechanics meets the beast. The blue bullet burst from him and smashed into the wall, in and through, with a small explosion of granite dust and granite shrapnel. No alarm sounded, at least none that he could hear. Dazen strode to the wall. It was too dark to see the hole well, but he traced his fingers around it, felt the fractures. Aha, tilted about 12 degrees. His blue-enhanced mind laid the lines out easily, compensated for the angles, picked out lines along which it would fracture, and exactly where he would have to shoot the next missiles to make the hole big enough to climb through. Taking his place back far enough that he wouldn't get hit with a shrapnel but would still easily hit his targets, Dazen braced himself, 1 foot back, turned, both hands up. Each hand would shoot 2 missiles simultaneously, there and there. He shouted, and the missiles blasted out from him, hitting the wall in a blue explosion as parts of the Luxin were torn back into light. Dust filled the tunnel, and Dazen choked on it, feeling suddenly empty. He staggered over to the green cell and drew in liquid life. Looking at the hunks of blue bread at his feet, he had the passing thought that he should draft in blue as well, at least some thread. He ate the bread. There'd be plenty more blue where he was going. He needed the strength. A tiny part of him protested, but it was little and weak. He pushed through the dark hole into the dark tunnel. He drafted imperfect green into his hand. Green made lousy torches, and even in the state he was in, he knew not to use all of his Luxin up just to make it slightly brighter. The tunnel, Gavin's tunnel, was simple, rough-hewn. It was a workspace, barely wide enough for a man. Not really wide enough for a man with a torch, if he didn't want to risk burning the hell out of himself. Of course. Gavin would have used a Luxin torch. Bastard. Dazen hesitated once inside the tunnel. One way might gently slope up, and the other seemed to gently slope down. But he couldn't be certain. His instinct was to choose the upward direction, but when he thought about it rationally, There was no guarantee that simply because this one tiny section of tunnel had a slope, that the slope continued all the way to the surface. Really, he had no idea which way was out. If he went the wrong way, of course, he could simply turn around, but he'd be wasting time, time that might be valuable, and he'd certainly be wasting energy, and even with the green alive inside him, he knew his bucket had holes in the bottom of it. He was emaciated, unhealthy underneath the veneer of wild energy green lent him. So he forced himself to hold still. Wait. The blue saved him. He wasn't drafting it, but it had changed him in all those years. He stayed still and held his meagre green light. The granite dust, still settling from the explosion and still settling from his own passage into the tunnel, now resumed its natural patterns. There was a slight breeze between the two newly connected passages. Too slight for Dazen to feel on his skin, but enough to see the dust slide into the tunnel and up. If the wind was blowing that way, that was the way that was open. That was his way out. Dazen went up. Up was good. Up was out. A sudden sob racked his frame. Up was out. Dear gods, up was out.